Action brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville. Opportunity to focus on the arts a little bit this morning, and in from the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey. I'm going to start off with Kevin Minich, and Kevin, you got a show coming up.
Yes, we've got the Big 5-0 by Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
It'll be on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th.
Okay, and so get your tickets now. We'll talk about how that happens a little bit later on. And then you brought a friend along.
Yes, now I have Donna Bass here, who is starring as Nutty Neighbor Kathy in the show.
Okay, for those that, now the Big 5-0 has been done, I won't say recently, but not all that long ago in Bartlesville. I would guess somewhere
3 years ago.
Okay.
3 years ago over at Theater Bartlesville, and we thought it was time to reprise it over in Dewey.
And a little bit different space, and that always affects, I think, the presentation. Even if you've got exactly the same cast, crew, actors, a bigger, a wider stage, a deeper stage, a narrower stage, it doesn't matter. It affects the show a little bit. But the audience still has a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Space has a lot to do with it. We're very proud of our space there at the Heritage. We've got a nice extended stage now, and we just put the set up this week, and so our actors are having fun, and the audience can expect a good time.
Yeah. For those that are not familiar with it, the Big 5-0 is a comedy bordering, I would say, on a farce. I'm not sure I would call it a full-fledged farce. You may, but I'll say it's definitely a comedy.
Well, it's definitely a comedy. It's about how we look at our glass of life as half full or half empty. What's really important in life? It's the little things we quibble about, or is it something deeper, friends and family?
Yeah, and that kind of bears in on the plot a little bit, too.
Oh, yes, it does.
Heritage Cafe, you get the opportunity to rehearse there, or do you rehearse it someplace else and then bring it in so that you're, getting it fresh in front of an audience?
Well, we're very fortunate in the fact that Giz Robison, who is our owner, operator, and head honcho there at the Heritage, has allowed us to...
And she does nearly everything.
She does everything. Giz is a woman of many trades. But to have her let us use that space is a good thing. So the actors get a chance to get up on the stage, familiarize themselves with the set, in one door, out the other. It's always good.
Yeah, I don't care if you've got a rehearsal space that is to the millimeter, the same size as the stage area. Acoustically, it's different. The floor creaks there, but it doesn't creak over here. Whatever it is, it's a minor thing, but it's a major thing for the actors.
Acoustics have a lot to do with it. I'm always telling my actors, and I'm adamant about this as a director, project and enunciate your words.
And again, it doesn't matter the size of the room. It is still so important. If an actor loses just one syllable of a word, sometimes the audience will say, "What did he say?" And then you get a conversation going on in the audience and you miss the next five lines.
Well, I think Donna can attest that that's one thing we've been working on, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Well, Kevin is the director, and Donna, let's just get you involved in the conversation a little bit more. I know you are not a newcomer by any means, but every role is different and every experience is different.
Yes, it is. This one is very fun for me because I get to just be crazy as I can just, and he hasn't reined me in yet, so I'm still going to find that special spot.
That's one nice thing about many directors. Some are this is exactly how I want you to play it, very, I'm not sure I want to say control freak, but
right.
very specific on their direction.
Right.
Others are say, it's your role.
Yeah.
If I disagree with what you're doing, you'll know.
Yeah, that's what Kevin does. He gives us the opportunity to just explore as far as we can go. And then if he says that's enough, then he'll pull the reins back and we go back. But he's a wonderful director. He lets us be actors.
And I haven't worked for him, but my assumption is directors of that type generally spend a lot of prep time with you
mm-hmm.
before rehearsals actually start, talking about the common vision and common, just view of each character.
Yeah, he does. He gives us a little synopsis of what's going to go on, and then he tells us a little bit about what he sees our character doing, and then lets us try to match that.
And that's a process, too,
yes.
Because you'll I'm sorry, it's a live experience. You deliver a little bit slower, a little bit faster, a little bit warmer. You have a smile on your face one day, and either it works or it doesn't, and the next time you benefit from whatever happened that time.
Yeah. Well, Miss Kathy is quite a dynamic little character. She's just a little bit out there.
I want to give enough of the synopsis of the show so that the audience has some idea of why they might want to come, but I don't want to tell the whole story.
Yeah.
Miss Kathy is a pivotal character in the plot.
Yes, her and her husband, Steve, who has passed, and she takes him everywhere she goes,
mm-hmm.
and she's the neighbor of George and Marie, and she's always included in their dinner parties or whatever's going on, so...
And that's kind of something that might really occur in real life. You have a neighbor that mm-hmm. just is, it's a neighbor, but they're a good friend and they're almost part of the family.
Right, right. And this is a big birthday for George. It's the big 5-0.
So. Those numbers with round digits at the end, you know, everything. Well, 21, but that's probably the exception,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's the exception.
Or maybe 65, I'm not sure. But anyway, those the rest of them, it's those ones with the zero at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
I've been to that age before, and it is quite daunting when you think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be 50.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fun in the way that it happens to George. It's really fun.
And the neighbor gets to have a little bit of fun with the process.
Yeah, she gets to have a lot of fun, actually.
What's the best part? And I know that your production is coming up in a few days, so it's close to polished, but still that opening performance with the audience is, mm-hmm. in my opinion, the best time to attend. Because, well, you do get the show exactly the way Kevin directed it. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, your performance hasn't been turned some other direction because you had a laugh here last night.
Right, right. The laugh, I think, is what throws a lot of people off when they're not used to that. I mean, we rehearse with, okay, here's a pause for laughter, but you just don't know how long it's going to be or if it's going to be or not. So it's fun to watch it come together when the laughs are there for real.
And then you walk off the stage, drop the character for a second, and say, yeah, I got the laugh.
Yes.
And as an actor, that's one of the most satisfying things that you get is either I got the laugh or there was such a pause before they laughed, I struck them with the delivery of you know, the impact of the line.
Right, it's the interaction between the audience that makes live theater so fun.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about live theater, and people know I enjoy film a lot, but live theater, you're getting it fresh every time.
Right, and it's different every time, just a little bit different, but it's different every time.
Yeah, and you bring life to it. You bring, you know, if you have a headache, that, yeah, it affects your performance. Dinner theater. It's you're there in a more informal setting. The attitude of coming to show, let's say, at a dinner theater at the Heritage is just different than sitting in a seat at the community center.
Right, right. Because you're becoming part of their dinner experience. And, you know, somebody may have never been to one before and they're thinking, oh my gosh, this is so fun. So it may open up a whole new life for theater for somebody else that's never been to one.
Now, when Kevin tapped you on the shoulder, so to speak, and say, I have a show that you might be interested in, what did you read the show? Were you already familiar with the plot?
I was familiar with a little bit of it, but not the whole thing. But anytime he asked me to do anything, I just jump because it's always going to be a good experience for me.
Well, and I know it's a good experience for the audience, too.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to continue talking about the Big 5-0, inviting you to the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey, and tell you how you can get tickets in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, talking about the Big 5-0. Kevin Minich, let's just refresh people in case they just got in the car and don't know what we're talking about. Performance coming up in just a few days, really.
Yes, actually, our performances are on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th. Their dinner shows, so dinner would begin at 5:30 on Saturday and at 12:30 on Sunday, with a 7 o'clock show on Saturday and a 2 o'clock show on Sunday.
Okay, we'll talk about ticket information coming up in just a bit. We've met one cast member and a little bit of her character. Who else is in the show?
Warren Mayer plays George Thomas, who's the center figure of the show. He's the hero of the play, if you will.
Mike Sauter had that role a few years ago.
Mike Sauter did have that role, and that's partly why we decided to bring the show back, was kind of as a mini tribute to Mike and just the idea of turning 50 and how monumentous that is. Mm-hmm. And Warren's done a lot of fun with the character. He's really got George down. We also have Wes Martin playing his son, Eric. We have Brittany Radabaugh, who's a newcomer to our stage. She plays his daughter, Julie. Linda Allen is reprising her role of Marie. Mm-hmm. That's his wife. Captain Armando, otherwise known as David Lopez, is also a familiar character around town. Mm-hmm. He's playing the role of Douglas, the boyfriend. And who else? Who am I forgetting? Oh, and my sister Tiffany Scroggins is playing the next-door neighbor girl, Sarah.
I would think for somebody, and I'm not picking on the man, for Captain Armando, having been seen around town in that persona for so many different places, OK Mozart, a lot of other things, to see him in a different persona, it's going to be a fun night.
It is a fun night, and David has worked very hard on the character of Douglas. And people who come to see the play will get to see the playful nature of Douglas, but also that he's trying to impress George and Marie.
Okay. Now, I think you told me during the break that a couple of your actors kind of came late to the show, whether you had a role that was yet to be filled or somebody couldn't perform, so they had to step aside and fill the role with somebody else.
Yes. My sister Tiffany Scroggins graciously stepped in to play the next-door neighbor girl, Sarah, who is Eric's love interest. We had an actress being able to make it, and so for Tiffany, who's also the stage manager, by the way, for her to take on yet another facet, stage manager is everything.
Yeah.
And for her to step in as a acting role, in addition to everything else she does down there at the Heritage, was a good thing. And then Brittany Radabaugh, who some of you may remember as our bartender over there at the pub, mm-hmm. also stepped in to play the vacated role of Julie.
Wow. I'm sure there's a story there, but I won't ask you how you managed to loop the bartender in to play the role.
I asked her, and she said yes.
There you go. But, you know, to work as stage manager and have a role in the production, that's almost a big conflict, because once the final rehearsal is done, theoretically, as director, your work is done, and the stage manager runs the show.
I step back and let them and the stage manager take it over. And Tiffany has just worked her took us off on this.
Well, that says a lot of things about the people that you've got working with you. And
very hardworking, dedicated actors.
And also, I think their desire to give the audience a great show.
And it is. And it's everything from my technical director, who's Kayla Brummel, who's been with me since my debut in theater here in Bartlesville and Dewey area. Mm-hmm. And he's just been there with me, to Tiffany, to all my actors. And we couldn't do it, of course, without Giz. She's the producer. She's the backer on all of this and has just really worked hard, too.
I don't want to volunteer her for anything, but frequently on a show like this, she will have a menu that is tailored for the production.
And ours is. The Thomas family enjoys a rich roast beef and potato and carrot dinner, and so the audience is going to get to eat the same things that the actors in the play get to eat, and also have a nice slice of cake at the end, because it is George's birthday, after all.
And does the audience get to sing happy birthday in the process?
Actually, I haven't thought about that, but that might be something we add.
Well, that's, again, the nice thing about live theater, and you've got a few days to say, okay, we need to just tell the audience as a pre-announcement that feel free to sing happy birthday or something.
Right.
I have to go and see what you do with it. Tickets, how do you make a reservation? How do you get tickets?
Tickets are $29.95 a person, but that does include your meal and the live performance. Best deal in town. Mm-hmm. The best way to get a hold of tickets is to call our theater box office, which is 440-2393, or to go get it at our website, www.theheritagetheater.com. and or just stop by the Heritage Theater. We're open on Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m., so anytime during that time, stop by and get tickets.
And again, evening performances, but there's a matinee as well.
There's a matinee on Sunday. Dinner will be served at 12:30 with the matinee commencing at 2 o'clock.
Does the fact that it is a dinner event change how you approach the working with your cast at all, or is it?
Not particularly. My focus as a director is obviously telling the story and working with my audience. And Giz and our talented chef, Hollis Harbor, mm-hmm. also commemorate with the dinner, and they collaborate, and we kind of all work together to make it happen.
Okay,
it's showbiz.
It is showbiz, and you are invited again this weekend at the Heritage Theater Cafe Pub in downtown Dewey.
306 East on Tyler, right catty corner from the hotel, right across from Mastercraft Jewelers, and right diagonal from the Tom Mix Museum.
And with that, that is our community connection on AM 1400 K1. Get your tickets and enjoy yourself this weekend.
Owen and News.